We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Bechor Behema Tohira, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes Zayin. Today is Chof Dalid Ador Aleph, and we dedicate the Shir today Le'iloi Nishmas, Hoisha Rochel, Bas Rebelio Yitzchak, Berkowitz, a woman who was zeche to have the quality of a Jew, Rachmon, Goymel Chesed, and it seems that, I don't know if it originated from her and spread to the rest of the family or from her husband, but the entire family is zeche to be privileged to have this quality. Hashem should bless them, that she should be a Melech Toy for the whole family and for all of us. And the family should never need. They should be zeche to continue doing Chesed for the world, for Klal Yisrael, and for Chassidei Breslev, Mitzvah Shem. The Shir is also dedicated for Refuah Shleima for all those that need it, including Horav Reb Moshe ben Dvosha, Avram David ben Chana Kohen, all those that need Refuahs and Yeshuas, all of us should have it, Mitzvah Shem. Paragraph Tes Zayin. Ki Homon Hipil Pur Miyoim Liyoim Umechodesh Lechodesh Shnei Moser. Homon made this lottery to try to figure out which month would be most opportune for wiping out the Jewish people. Sherotzo lahapilom miyoim liyoim umichodesh lechodesh. He wanted to knock the Jews down from day to day and from month to month. Ad sheyiplu legamri chas v'shalom, until he would bring about our complete downfall chas v'shalom. Ad lahashmid laharoy guliapet chas v'shalom, to the point of annihilation, wiping out completely, Holocaust. Ki kach darkoi shel Yetzahara, because this is the methodology of the Yetzahara. Hayoim oimer lo yaseh ma'at, the Gemara says, the Yetzahara doesn't usually do it in one shot, gradual. Today he tells a person to do a little sin, and tomorrow another little sin, and the person doesn't realize where he's headed. He doesn't realize what agenda the Yetzirah has, what he's looking for. The person says, no, this is nothing. It's just they don't know how shrewd, how sharp this Malach is, that he knows exactly what the best way to operate in order to achieve his true goal, in order to wipe out the person completely. Baruchnias, Begashmias, Bechinas, as the Gemara says, Aveiro, Goirere, Saveiro. One sin leads to another sin. It drags another sin with it. Bechinas moishchei ho'ovoin bechavlei hashov. People who are pulling a sin with false ropes. All of these psukim implying that, again, that there's a lot of baggage and one sin brings with it another sin, etc. Ube'emes, and the truth is, lefi darkoi shel yetzahorim anoshim ko'ela. According to the way that the Yetzirah operates with such people, she'enom mizgabrim kenegdoi b'na'urehem, people who don't fight the Yetzirah in a very serious way in their youth, those people who unfortunately grew up not religious or for whatever reason, when they were young and when they were in their main strength, they weren't fighting this battle in a serious way against the Yetzirah. Bevadai hoyo ofes tikva chas v'sholem l'royiv ho'ilam. Then, unfortunately, based on the Yetzirah's power and shrewdness, it would be almost hopeless for the majority of the world to win against the Yetzirah. Komeshet kosuv, as the pasuk says, mefanek minoyar avdoi, that he takes his servant from his youth, and he's mefanek him. Pinuk means gives him all kinds of pleasures and treats him very sweet and soft and wonderful in order to set him up for the kill, chas v'shalom. Avol Hashem Yisborach choymel al Am Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor. However, Hashem has pity on the Jewish people in each and every single generation. V'choyshev machshovois l'val yidach mimenu nidach. And Hashem is always figuring out ways to make sure that no one will go lost. No one will be lost from the Jewish people, chas v'shalom. Ukmei shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, machshevois liboy ledor vador. The thoughts of his heart are from generation to generation. Hashem is always thinking and looking out to see how to save us, how to save us from the enemies who want to destroy us physically, and how to save us from our worst enemy, the Yetzer Hara, who wants to destroy us spiritually. V'hu sholeach siyu emeleilo bedrochim nifloim al yedei tzadikei hadoyer hagdoilim ho'amitiyim. And Hashem sends help from above in wondrous ways, in incredible ways, via the great true tzadikim of the generation. V'ze b'chinas Mordechai. And an example of this is Mordechai HaTzadik, Shehirgish Tekev Kavonas HaSitrachra, Shehu B'chinas Homon, Amolek, Mordechai HaTzadik got Homon's number immediately. He realized immediately what Homon and Achashverosh and what the forces behind them, what the Sitrachra, what the Yetzer Hara was trying to accomplish. B'chinas, as the Megillah says, Mordechai Yoda Eskol Ashenasa. Mordechai knew everything that was going on. Why does the Torah word it that way? To make it clear that Mordechai HaTzadik, the true tzaddik, has incredible antennas. And he feels everything, he sees everything, he knows what's going on above the surface and below the surface. What's going on the scene and what's going on behind the scenes. Sheyoda kavanosom ad hasoif. Mordechai HaTzadik knew very well Achashverosh and Haman and the Sitrachra's intentions to the end. Here Achashverosh makes this incredible banquet and he invites the Jewish leaders to participate. And there are people who see that as a good sign. Mamish, we're so lucky. Just like Lahavdil, in Germany in the 1920s, 30s, there were Jewish people who were bankers, mamish leaders, community leaders, and financial leaders. And they seemed to be so well established in important positions of society. And obviously many of them had no idea. They couldn't imagine in their wildest dreams what they were being set up for, what kind of a fool they were being set up for. V'hu maschil tekoef lo'irom l'tshuva. And the tzaddik, Mordechai HaTzaddik, when he realizes what's going on, he immediately starts trying to inspire the Jewish people and motivate us to do tshuva. As it says, Vayetze besoy choyir, he went into the middle of the city, Vayizak zo'oko gedoylo mora, and he screamed a great bitter scream. He wasn't celebrating with Achashverosh's party. He wasn't happy that the Jews were also included. He was screaming bitter, bloody murder. V'ikar tzakosoi, the main scream of the tzaddik is, shehu moidiyah le'Esther, that he's informing and enlightening Esther. Who is Esther? Shehi b'chinas klal Yisrael. She symbolizes the entire Jewish people. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Shekhinah is called Esther. The word Esther is bigimatria shoshana, which means arose. And the Zohar HaKadosh begins, the Sefer HaZohar al HaTorah, Parshas Bereishis, the opening shot of the Zohar HaKadosh, quotes this pasuk, kishoshana bein hachoichim, like a rose among the thorns, kein rayosi bein abonois, so is my beloved, the Jewish people, the Shekhinah, surrounded by the thorns, by all these other nations, who want to destroy the Jewish people, who want to destroy the Shekhinah. So Esther is one of the nicknames of the Shekhinah. And the word Esther is also Miloshin Sihara, the moon, which is symbolic of the Shekhinah. So Mordechai enlightens Esther, She'adayin loy tisyayish min arachamim, that we should not give up on Hashem's kindness. That even though the decree has been issued already for our total destruction, we shouldn't give up from tefillah. V'savoy lefnei ha'melech eich shehi rechoyki mimenu. And Mordechai advises Esther Amalka that she should go before the king, even though she's so distant from the king, even though she says it's been a month and he hasn't even called for me. Sheloi nikreis eilov zeh shloishim yoim. That she hasn't been invited by the king for 30 days. Shehem klal hachodesh, which represents an entire month. שצריכים ישראל להקביל פני אבים שבשמיים על כל פנים פעם אחת בחודש. And the Gemara says that the Jewish people are required to see Hashem at least once a month, to meet with Hashem at least once a month. כביכול להקביל פני אבים שבשמיים. When? Rosh Chodesh. When we go, the blessing of the new moon. The moon symbolizes the Shekhinah. So when Esther said, I haven't been invited for a month, she was implying, I'm out of the ballpark. I'm out of the arena. I'm so far from Hashem. The Jewish people are so far from Hashem that even we haven't been even within the monthly cycle. We're out of it. Usually we're required, we're supposed to see Hashem at least this once a month. But sometimes the Jewish people become so distant from Hashem to the point where we're not even privileged to come before Hashem even once a month. That's what she was implying. She was implying that we're in such a state of Yerida that we've let so much time go by since we've had that close, deep connection to Hashem. That's what she meant when she said, "Vani lo nikresi lavoyas hamelech." I haven't been invited to come before the king. I mean, I feel rejected. I'm feeling dejected totally from the king. Afal pikein, still, Mordechai's advice for her was, "Tzrichen lahakish al dalsei rachmim." You have to bang on the gates of kindness of Hashem. Whenever it says Hamelech in the Megillah, even though in a literal sense it seems to be referring to Achashverosh, the Gemara and the Medrash and the Zohar Kodesh all show us that many of those Hamelechs are referring to Hashem. So to bang on those doors of kindness, Ulai Yochos, Ulai Yerachem, maybe Hashem will have pity, maybe Hashem will have kindness. As we find that Esther Amalka admitted to Mordechai afterwards, Va'omran, she said, Uvechein, Ovo el Amelech asher loy kados, okay, I'm going to go before the king, even though it's not legal, even though I don't really have the legal justification, the legal right to do it. V'dorshu Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis say, what did she mean, Shaloi kados? Which legal? Shaloi kados shel Torah, meaning that based on the laws of the Torah, I have no right to go see the king now. Why? Ki ani yodea biatzmi shalpidas shel Torah bevaday eini roi lovoy lefnei melech espalafonav. I know based on the Torah, based on my obligations to fulfill the Torah, I'm out of the arena. I'm out. I have no right in the world to request an audience to see Hashem because I've gone against Hashem so many times. I've gone against everything in the Torah. She was speaking on behalf of the Jewish people at that time who had participated in the Suda of Achashverosh, who had bowed to idols, who had fallen to a very low place. This was at the end of 70 years of exile, of being out of Eretz Yisrael, of being assimilated, Rachmona Litzlan. So she said, I know based on Torah, I really don't have any right. Based on how I realize all my different sins. But afal pikein, however, despite that, ovoy lefonov sheloy kados, I'm going to come before Hashem even though I don't really deserve it, even though I know I don't deserve an audience with Hashem. I don't deserve that Hashem should listen to me. He should show me kindness. V'chasher ovodati, ovodati. And if chas v'shalom I go lost, then I'm lost. Nothing, I can't have any complaint to Hashem. It ain't Hashem's fault, it's my fault, it's our fault. Hainu im chas v'shalom einoi l'rotzoin, tfiloisai v'hispoiridusi ato lefonov. If my tefillah and my hispoiridus will not be accepted by Hashem with willingness, with love, with a, why? May ribui kilkuli, as because of all the terrible sins, the terrible mess that I made, kasherovadati alidei maisim horoim, as I have caused myself to get lost. I've gotten lost as a result of all my terrible sins. Then avadati, then I'll be lost. V'yas Hashem yisbarachimi ma sheyirtze. Then Hashem can do whatever he wants. Ani tomid ayachel. However, I will always yearn to Hashem and hope to Hashem, ve'etzoik l'Hashem Yisborach, and scream to Hashem, ula yirachin, maybe he'll have pity. Even though I don't deserve, even though I know full well that I don't deserve, based on what it says in the Torah, I'm out. But still, who knows? Tshuva is higher than the Torah. And Hashem's Rachmonis goes beyond the Torah.